The audio that follows is what I call a pointing to. It's a pointing towards. And although I've called it a meditation, and we could call it a meditation, it's just me using my voice to point towards the best version of yourself, the highest version of yourself, which is also the most authentic version of you. It's the most natural version of you. And because it's natural, and because it's you, it's the you that's always and already there. So I hope you enjoy. When I was 13 years old, I was at school in a maths lesson, and the teacher read out a maths problem for the class to solve. And then something peculiar happened. I watched my mind solve the maths problem as if right in front of my eyes. It was almost as if I could see my brain working out the calculations with me sitting back and observing my brain do the working out. It was then that I realized that there was a separateness between me and my thinking. There was two of me. There was me, and there was everything else I could observe, including my thinking. If I was to ask you, who are you? What would you say? The chances are that you might tell me your name, and maybe something about the roles that you have in life, such as your occupation and your marital status. You might tell me about your religious views or your life circumstances. Maybe you tell me about some of your habits. If and when you feel safe with me, you might even tell me the things that you wouldn't want me to know, like that you don't feel good enough, or you struggle with procrastination or fear. But none of that is who you are. Who you are is deeper. You are not the roles that you carry out. You are not the things you do. You are not your body. You are not your leg. You are not your torso. You are not your head. You are not your brain. Although your body is comprised of these things, it's not who you are. You are not your conditioning. You are not your nervous system. You are not your feelings or your moods. You are not your thoughts. You are also not your history, your behaviors, or anything that goes through your mind. You are the observer of all of these things. Any ideas you have about who you are just that, ideas. But you're the one that has the ideas. If there's you and the thing that you can be aware of, then you can see the separateness between you and that thing that you're aware of. Therefore, those things in your awareness are not you. You are the one that is aware of them. So who are you? Well, your name might be Chris or Laura or Lucy. But that's your name. That's not who you are. What if your parents had called you by a different name? Would that change who you are? What if you'd have been switched at birth and you were raised by different parents in a different home, in a different country, with different circumstance, and therefore different conditioning and different experiences in life? Would you still be you? Of course you would. Even if you'd had a whole raft of different experiences in life, different thoughts and influences, you would still be you. The you that I'm pointing towards is the very essence of you. It's the you that's always been there, long before any ideas you had of yourself. This you that I'm pointing towards is a feeling sense. It's intangible. This is an incredibly beautiful and freeing truth to realize. So imagine that I was to now ask you the same question of who are you? But this time, you're not allowed to use your memory to answer the question. If you can't use your memory, then this means that you can no longer recall your own face. Neither do you have any ideas or thoughts about who you are or who you've been prior to now. So instead of looking to the past to answer the question of who are you, you have to look to the present. You have to look inside. So who are you? If you really look, you'll soon see that you can't use thought to answer the question. Go inside and see. Who am I? Who am I? If you look deeply enough, you'll get a felt sense of self. As soon as you feel it, it's like coming home. Because it's the you that's always been there. That's always there, that's always available. This felt sense is the essence of you. The you that is unchangeable. The you that comes before thought. This is the authentic you. This is the natural you. And this is also your highest self. It's an indescribable sense of pure beingness. This is the observer, the watcher. When you really recognize who you are and you get this on a gut level and you live from this place, you'll have constant access to well-being and a state of flow. You can do anything from this place of being you. Anything. The more that you get used to this feeling sense, the more that you can spend time here, the more that you can just hang out here, recharge from here, and live your life from this place.